Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Tes Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Loma Nikron Shmon Anshei Knesset Agdoila. The Anshei Knesset Agdoila were referred to by this very, I guess, distinguished name, Anshei Knesset Agdoila, the great Knesset, the great gathering. They're very, very chosh of a name. Sheikh Ziru HaTorah LeYoshno, because they returned the glory, the crown of Klal Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually crowning Klal Yisrael, crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu to its original status. Also Moshe Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said, Okel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHaNoiro. He referred to Hashem in these different levels and aspects of his greatness. Also Yirmi of Omar. Nochri Mekarkerlin BeHecholoi, HaYeNoiro Oisov. Yirmiyahu looked at his generation, and he saw that the goyim coming into the Beis Hamikdash and just indiscriminately doing whatever they wanted there. Rashi says, "Sheror sorei Nebuchadnezzar nichnosin lehechol umarin boy kichol ritzoinom." They did whatever they wanted there. Any kind of evil they did. Ayei Noro Yosef. Where is this Noro? This pachad? And lo yoma noiro. He stopped saying noiro. So he only said okay. La godol va gibor. Also Daniel. Daniel came along. Omar nochrim mishtabdim bebonov. The goyim take us into slavery. They're mishabed us. They're controlling us. He says ayei gvura isof. Where's the gvura? Where's the power of Hashem? Lo yoma gibor. And he didn't say the word gibor. See, he left out the word gibor. Also inhu, Anshei Knesset Agdoila came along, ve'omru, adarabba, zuhi gvurosoi, shekovesh es yitzroi, shenoisin erachapayim l'reshoim. He says, the gvura of Hashem that we can see is the fact that he allows the goyim to do what they're doing, and he's kovesh his yitzer. He's angry at them. He would love to destroy them, but he allows them to continue causing this pain to Klal Yisrael, and he's kovish this yetzer, this anger that he has. Ve'elu hei neroisov, and these are the neroisov of Hashem. She'il ilmole moiroi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu heich uma achas yecholu lehiskayim bein umos. If not for fear of Hashem, how could this one uma, the Klal Yisrael, be miskayim when it's surrounded by the evil and the attacks and the enemies of all these umays? So Rashi says, "Ve'elu hei nor oisof shilmoli mayroi min yoim ha'churban atolomid nor oisof." In the day of the churban, you can learn the noirois of Hashem, the awesomeness. Why? Shekol umays nesfu lehashmidom v'niskaimu mehem. All the umays get together to destroy us, and we're still alive and well. There's a beautiful moshul in the Kori Ben Olam that we say on Shabbos, Proikyas Onoch Mipumar Yevoso, redeem your lamb from the lion's mouth. Imagine a lamb in a lion's mouth for 2,000 years, and the lion is trying to devour him, and he scratches him, and he bleeds him, but he can't devour him. He's there for 2,000 years in the lion's mouth. This is the Klal Yisrael being the object of the Umas Ha'olam's desire to destroy him. Miyoyim HaChurban. You see all the Noiroisov, that all the Goyim are out to destroy us, and we remain alive and well. Rabbonin Hechi of, then the Gemara asks, how did Rabbonin, and Rashi says, Rabbonin Hechi Avdi Yirmiyo of Daniel, how did Yirmiyo and Daniel come along and edit and not recite the praises that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, that the Torah tells us, and Moshe said, okay, la godel la gibor v'anoiro. So how did they do that? Of the hochi v'ikri takanto de tikun Moshe, and they were oiker, they uprooted a takona that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin by saying that. Omar Rabbi Elazar, mitoch sheyoidin baKodesh Baruch Hu she'amosi hu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is true, lefikach lo kozvu boy. Therefore, they couldn't lie in their description of him. So they knew that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is emes, HaKodesh Baruch Hu emes, he's all about truth, and therefore they couldn't lie and they couldn't say Yirmiyah couldn't say Gibor, and Daniel couldn't say Neuro, and therefore they had to edit the Takona of Moshe Rabbeinu because they didn't want to lie. And the Marsha just explains that it seems what this would have been is that he says Sheyoyde Bo Bakodesh Baruch Hu V'loy Kozvu Boy V'kol Echod Mehem Loy Koziv Boy Lefi Doiroy Uzmanoy Sherob Koychos of Yisborach Baruch Hu. He says they didn't want to lie because Kefi what was seen in their generation and in their time at the level of greatness of Koychos of Hashem that was seen in their time. And therefore they could not, therefore they had to change, they felt that they had to change what Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin. So we just think about the ramifications of this. I think it's very far-reaching. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin at takona. This is how we describe Hashem. Okeil, agodol, agibor, v'anoiro. All right? Comes along Yirmiyah, and he sees in his generation, This we don't see it. So we don't see it. All right, we don't see it. But it's there. It's true. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The Torah said it. Yirmiyah understood that it was true. Hashem's gvura was not shayich, but it wasn't evident in the generation, so he couldn't say it. Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the halacha. That's what you're supposed to say. But I can't. This generation doesn't see it. So that is to him, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, this is a chsorin in emes, to speak about something and to recite it in a situation or to people or to a generation that can't see it in reality. Memela, they don't appreciate what you're saying. It's the reality. It's the fact. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi. Hashem doesn't change his essence and his powers and his hanhoga in the world. So of course, he's Gibor. And of course, he's Neuro. He's Neuro that the pachad is there. The it's worthy of being afraid. Hashem is kol yochol. Hashem controls everything. The yiras ha-roimimus is overwhelming. The yiras ha-inesh, whatever else there may be, it's all there. It's a reality. Moshe Rabbeinu was made. The Torah was made. And come along, and they're going to think, Gemara asked the kasha, how could they change it? Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. Eina bezdin yochol avatel bezdin chdin bezdin chaveru elim kein godel mimena b'chochmu v'minyan. How do they do such a thing? But the teretz is that they understood that this is sheker. What do you mean sheker? It's not sheker. Of course it's not sheker. But lefi, the re'ois, einei hador, the people in their generation couldn't see the neirois and couldn't see the gvur of Hashem. So memela, they had to change it because they couldn't possibly say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and we cannot lie. We cannot say sheker. We cannot say something. We will deem it to be considered as if we're saying sheker because the people of the generation do not appreciate it. They don't see it. They have this kasha that the goyim come into the Beis Hamikdash. They do whatever they want. Where's Gvuroisov? Or is that Neuroisov? Mishtabdim Bibonov, where's Gvuroisov? They come in, they do what they want. Where's Neiroisov? So Memela, since it couldn't be seen, they looked at it together, Sheker, and Memela, they weren't able to say that which was the Takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I just think that there's a very significant lesson, I think, that we can derive from here. And that is, you know, we talk about Hashem, and we have to talk about Hashem, and maybe we don't talk about Hashem enough. We don't, we say the words, we say Psukei Dezimra, we say Shmon Esrei, and the first three brachos, and the brachos of Ovos, Okeil, Agodel, Agirva, Anoiro, we say it all. and so many other psukim of praise of Hashem. But in a sense that the truth or not truth, ad kedei kach, to be able to be oiker the takonas Moshe Rabbeinu by Nevi'im who came much later, who only, their whole koyach was only mitam, the nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. And to be able to be oiker that, but it's not. It's, how could you say it? How could you say it? The generation doesn't see it. We don't see it. I don't know if that's clear. But it's not seen. It's not obvious. So it means that we have to be very, very careful that when we speak about Hashem, in a sense, we have to be able to document it. We have to be able to look at the world and to see what's going on. And if we just recite the words, which we do, and we don't focus on these concepts, then we're mamish missing the essence of what they are. And maybe, we certainly don't have the koyach to be oiker, the takonas Moshe Rabbeinu or the takonas Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who are machzir HaTorah LeYoshna. But if we don't pay attention to that, then in reality, we are not only not appreciating who Hashem is, but we're engaging in sheker. We're engaging in reciting praises which we can't, not just, it's even if we know what it means, but at times we don't even know what it means, but if we know what it means, but if we don't see it, if we don't, and it can be seen, the Gemara tells us how it could be seen. You see the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that despite everything that he's permitted, he permits the Umayyads to attack us, and he continues to let them. They still have rain. They still, the Golos, they do so much. And he's kovish his kas. He allows it to happen. But what does he do at the same time? His neirois is, despite everything that they do, despite everything that they can do, and despite all of their attempts, we're still alive and well, and they find them in the museums and in the history books. So, but we have to focus on these things. And unless we see, and there's so much to see in Hashem's Hashkocha Protis, there's so much to see in the simplest little events that take place in everybody's life. There's so much to see in the basic ability to live and to function as a human being, all the Birchas HaShachar that we make, all the endless details of chesed that we feel from Hashem, but we have to focus on that. And if we don't focus on that, then not only are we missing the essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but even those praises that we say are on some level together sheker, because we don't see it. If without being able to see it, then it isn't really a true statement. Because a statement is not a word, a statement is not a fact. A statement, and especially a praise, is an expression of appreciation. And when the appreciation is not there, then the praise is not there. It doesn't affect us. It doesn't help us. And it's even begeder sheker. So I think not only is it critical to speak, you know, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of his infinite midas, but it's also very critical to see them in reality, to focus on the reality, to open our eyes to the reality, in order that these praises become real. If they become real, not only will it not be a chesaron and sheker, but it will have the power to truly uplift us, because we truly not only understand what it means, but we feel and appreciate and see in the reality those things that we're saying.